Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today, like every day, of course, I've got something different and interesting for you. So today I'm joined by Renee Smith. She's from the French Beauty Academy and also Bloom by the French. And today we're going to talk about what the French is all about, because I literally had no idea myself. And these guys have been around since 1986 and they do so much in the world of training our aesthetic and beauty practitioners. So welcome, Renee.
Thanks for having me, Trish. Absolute pleasure to join you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited to share this with everyone, because I think the general consensus is around is there's not enough. A lot of people want to get into the beauty and aesthetics industry, number one. And number two, there's also a lot of business owners that always say, I can't get staff and I can't get them to, you know, the right staff trained what I want to do. So from what I can gather, this is the solution. So tell us, how did the French start? Because obviously it's established in 1986.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'll take you right back to the beginning. The French family actually own the French Beauty Academy, and they had a really strong vision as to how they could share their experiences. They would have been so lucky around the world to actually learn in international leading universities. So they're very higher education educated or based. And what they really wanted to be able to do was to bring a Harvard-style education experience into the vocational education and training sector. And they really wanted the students to come to the academy and feel really proud to be with us and to wear their uniform with pride and to be able to give back to the community via service to others. So what their whole vision was, okay, if we can bring a Harvard-style university education and really revolutionise the way that the vet sector works and trains, partnered with a beautiful luxury look, brand and feel, this could be something really exciting in our way of passing on this incredible experience that we've had in a higher ed space that traditionally those that might study in the vocational education and training sector, they won't necessarily have access to experiencing. So that's their whole vision for what they want to do and are doing really well within our sector. So we consider ourselves to be, and we really hold ourselves to this, if Harvard and Chanel had a baby, it would be the French Beauty Academy. So that's a little bit about us. And under the direction of the French family, we've grown to be the largest training provider in Australia. We're really proud to say that now. So we actually have four campuses now, Trish, within Australia. So we have 20 beautiful training rooms in the Mercedes building in Brisbane City. We have two campuses here on the Gold Coast where I'm based. And we have just opened a wonderful 2,000 square metre training facility in the Rundlemore Plaza in Adelaide. So that's, I guess, a little bit of background about where we are up to at this stage. We're thrilled to be enrolling over, you know, the 1,500 mark of students. Our night school is as big as the day school as well. So a little bit of background about us and where we sort of benchmark ourselves to.
I was going to say, so with the campuses, do people have the opportunity of learning online as well? Or do you have to
hook
up with the campus?
No, so within the academy, we have face-to-face classes. We teach everything from brow lamination all the way through to, you know, tanning lashes, beauty therapy diplomas, but we also specialise in an incredible national salon management program, heavily contextualised for our industry. We know how hard it is to get really strong managers that can actually build the business from the ground up and increase that bottom line. We also move into the advanced space. We're strong in the laser, IPL laser safety space, as well as dermal. So we're always expanding, always innovating, and really striving to be the leaders within Australian education in our space. So we also do, Trish, a rural and remote learning strategy as well, or pathway for those that are not necessarily able to get to a city to study. They can actually study with us rural and remote as well.
Oh, that's great. And like, I love the fact that, because I had heard of the French Beauty Academy years and years ago when, because we used to have a little beauty school here in Byron Bay. So of course I'd look around and I'd heard of the French Beauty Academy. So I just presumed that you trained beauty therapists, but now as time's gone on, and I don't mean you just trained beauty therapists, like I just assumed it was just another training company for beauty therapists, but now the years that I've spent seeing it and seeing it come up here and there, I realize it's actually a whole lot more. Like you're a full-blown, like it's, I don't know, it's just like a step above. And so tell us what you do for businesses as well.
Yeah, sure. So I guess from a business perspective, we're really excited to obviously do well in the space of training the students that come through the academy. They some come to us really understanding or knowing where they'd like to get to in the industry. Others are a little bit hesitant when they're not too sure where they'd like to go, and under, you know, the way that we nurture them, we can guide them in that space. But we are able now to also really help those on the ground within the businesses in actually bridging the skills gaps. So we're really excited to have now just brought to life Bloom by the French. So Bloom is a fully customizable, scalable learning solution center for the industry. And we work on a corporate training level or agreement with our on the ground businesses. So it's a whole separate arm to the French Beauty Academy. It's a corporate training solution center. So we're really excited to now, you know, be able to put the students out to industry, you know, qualified, but we're also able to now really pivot and innovate in the space of helping teams and businesses on the ground to really get their businesses operating like they should be. It's so hard to recruit at the moment.
Oh my God. I was just talking to a clinic owner actually, who's found it really difficult to keep staff lately, because she said, look, it's just that nobody wants to work. And I'm like, well, there are those people that want to work, but I think the thing is finding the people that actually want to work in this industry and knowing what they want to get out of it. Hey, so that they stick around, because you don't just want them to work, but you want them to stick around. So you guys can kind of help with that as well. Hey.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that we're really, really passionate about, is being able to give back to the community, being able to help help the industry grow. I guess from our side, being a registered training organisation, and with Bloom by the French being powered by the RTO of the French Beauty Academy, we're able to really share a lot of market insights that perhaps these businesses just aren't privy to. So what we find, you know, when we meet clients on the ground, is they don't understand the why it's so challenging to recruit or even just to attract. So like we actually have clients of ours down south that even for a therapist role, Trish, in a body contouring clinic, for example, they're putting out really incredibly high salaries, and they're even including company cars for a therapist. And we've just never heard of anything like that in our industry. So what that shows us is, you know, the industry, they're not understanding why it's so challenging to recruit. They're not understanding, you know, the sheer volume or lack of volume that's actually heading out to the industry qualified. But they're also frantically trying to, you know, attract new talent or keep talent in ways that we've just never heard of before. So I don't know about you, Trish, but back when I studied beauty 18 years ago, I took the first job that I could, and whether if that was just tea and tidy or if that was, you know, changing beds, or I was so excited to get in there and earn those stripes and spots and work late and stay back and you know, get that next promotion. Whereas now it's a real shift, and the power really is in the employees' hands compared to what it used to be, more so in the employer's hands. So we really help businesses on the ground understand why it's so challenging to recruit, and work with them on a personal level as to what their business goals are, what their value proposition is, and this massive rise for consumer demand in the marketplace, and how we can come in to help build that from the ground up within the business is what we really specialize in.
Yeah, that's so true. And because like I think, like you mentioned before, if you can, if it's a win-win, like if the clinic wins by having an employee working for them that's getting what they want out of it as well, like it's a win-win, well then they are going to stick around. How they are going to do the best job, and they are going to, you know, be your star, help you grow your business basically.
Yes, absolutely. And what we find is that a lot of our graduates from the French Beauty Academy side, they're getting snapped up before they even leave the academy, to be honest. We do an industry placement program where the students head out before they graduate, and they often are offered jobs from that particular experience. And what I'm really, I guess, able to share today as well is that for every one graduating student, and us being the largest provider in Australia, for every one of our graduating students from a base level diploma program, there's 10 jobs on the market for them to choose from, Trish. Mm-hmm. So the war on talent, the war for talent, I should say, has never been bigger, never been greater. So we really, you know, understand that we can actually come in and help. And we're seeing this huge rise in consumer demand for non-surgical treatments. So whilst the traditional beauty therapy diploma programs, you know, they certainly serve their purpose and are the base level of what the industry needs to get started with a new employee. But what we're experiencing is a huge market increased demand for those that know device technologies and that have worked with high-end cosmeceutical products. It's very rare now to go into a clinic, salon or spa that doesn't do or offer something like skin needling or peels or IPL or laser or, you know, those sorts of advanced dermal treatments. So, and I think that will only continue to rise in Australia. Our sun's so strong. We really do, you know, have the most cases of those that have premature aging and sun damage concerns and, you know, vascular concerns. So I think it's an exciting time for the industry, but we, yeah, we're all frantically trying to keep up and service the industry with the sheer volume of people that are required on the ground now to service our booming Australian market. So look, we can help, but we like to educate with our clients as to why that is the case in the first place. Right.
So what I was going to ask is, just talking students now, someone was to align themselves with you guys and they got a qualification. Can they upskill and, you know, like what sort of, like what are the career, not career paths, but what are the different qualifications that they can get by studying at the French?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So look, we, as I said, we teach everything from brow lamination to eyelash extensions to nails to tanning, all the way up to the advanced management and specialist programs. But what we do with any program that we bring on scope to deliver through the French being a registered training organization is we always base anything that we bring in around the career aspirations of the beauty professionals. So anybody that enters our industry, we know they will either go in to start with beauty therapy, they then tend to potentially move into dermal therapy or want to become a device expert. And we have some that really have a strong passion to use the beauty therapy side of training to enter in as a pathway to university to become a nurse injector. We have those that really want to be the beauty bosses. We can service that as well. And those that do want to go on and own their own business. So we're really, really strong in the space of bringing in key industry professionals and entrepreneurial types of professionals where we can actually, you know, I guess, ensure that we have a broad scope of not just educational delivery, but opportunity for our students to excel in spaces that they truly want to. And we work really tirelessly behind the scenes to be able to provide that broad scope of industry insights, you could call it. So we know that, you know, we can teach, you know, strong therapists across the board, but we are always looking to supercharge their educational experience. So we like to, I guess, ensure we're not bound too strictly to having to tick the boxes, being an RTO and adhering to training packages. Of course, we do that, but we really are strong in, you know, bringing in the right people and partners to enrich the content that we're providing, to make sure that anything we do through our education is the most industry relevant and cutting edge leading information technologies, devices, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
And so we're really passionate about that. Does everyone have to start at the first level? Like, do I have to register?
No.
Or can you kind of like, oh, look, I've got, you know, 15 years experience where I've run my own business, but I want to, you know, I'm looking at a business in the aesthetics industry. Can you teach me?
You know, yes, absolutely. Yeah, so if you were to go to the website, for example, Trish, and I know we're obviously talking, you know, through audio with a podcast, but if you can picture, you know, a domestic student would come through the Academy website, have a look at what's on offer and select from there, have an enrollment interview, come and have a campus tour, get a really good sort of look, feel for what we do and how, you know, they may fit in and how they may enjoy their time on campus or online. But what we actually do as well is we work with those that may be already in the industry or on the ground, and we create these beautiful bespoke journeys for them based on what their skill sets are already or how they're trying to grow their team. So we know we can, you know, service those that come through the academy and have a strong vision for where they'd like to start or what they might like to go on to. That's great. But I guess that brings us back to why we launched Bloom by the French. So we know, you know, that's fantastic, and we do that well with students that come that we want to study through the academy. But we have many of those that are already skilled, that do already have qualifications in the industry, but they need upskilling to bridge their skills gap so they can perform certain treatments safely and effectively. We know how challenging it is in the different states with different legislations and regulations and requirements, but we really want to make sure that the community is safe. We want to make sure that we can help that business perform, you know, professional safe treatments that also get the outcomes, but don't put that public safety, you know, at risk. So if we can come in and make a difference in that space, that's for the better of the community, it's for the better of the business, and for the better and professional growth of that therapist, then our job's done. You know, we can stand tall and proud that we have delivered on that promise. So that's, yeah, a little bit of how we help on the ground.
It's so funny because as soon as you mentioned website, I've gone on there and I'm just like...
It's incredible, isn't it?
I go, I'm like, right, I'm going to book a treatment. I'm going to do... Because you can...
Yes, absolutely. Trish, we actually do over 20,000 treatments for our models. So our students practice on paying clientele for their observation assessments. And unlike when I studied, I only had seven fellow students in my class. So I knew those seven skins really well over the year. Whereas now we're putting out the most heavily practically trained graduates across the board in any of our programs that we've ever seen in the industry. So yes, please book a treatment, we'll definitely look after you. But our website, really, if for anybody, any of the listeners, please have a look at it, because it's a whole library of information in there and industry insights, and you know, there's a beautiful French blog section as well of how we keep our alumni really engaged with what we're doing in the industry. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a nice library of content there for anybody listening.
So you do training solutions for management.
Yes.
Also seen that you guys do workshops. Can you tell us a bit about the courses and workshops? Because obviously,
yeah, for sure.
Because I don't need to necessarily be a full-time student. I could kind of register for a workshop. Is that right?
That's correct, absolutely. So we tend to work with our workshops with industry, so with businesses, based on what their demand is. So anybody that's not coming through a traditional program that's offered through the French Beauty Academy on campus, we can workshop with our clients based on what their unique needs are. And we do that through the Bloom corporate training arm of the business, and we do that through collaboration and understanding what that business requires. So it's very personable. It's very hands-on. Some particular businesses we work with, you know, anybody from, you know, dermatology clinics through to individual salons, clinic spas. We can, you know, look at multi-site locations, but they may require Zoom virtual sessions first, on the ground hands-on treatments and training. And also we have huge academic support teams, curriculum writers, program management, all behind the scenes that help to make sure that any of our workshops or any of our you know, partnerships really deliver on the promise that we're putting out there. Yeah, so we do lots of different other things as well to service too, Trish, that might be of benefit to some of your listeners, things like consultancy. We do, you know, bespoke framework development. And we're really, really strong in the soft skills space. I'm sure yourself, Trish, being on the ground and being out there in the industry, being with such a service orientated profession, what we find is, you know, we can teach great skill sets to our students. But what they really truly need is the soft skills required to be able to greet somebody with charm and poise, to be able to deliver with diamond language, or to believe in themselves enough to, you know, hold themselves with pride, or, you know, have strong presentation and grooming and, you know, self-respect and all of that sort of thing. So we actually, anybody that comes through our academy actually undertake our service excellence program. And it is a soft skills program that's embedded to our into our curriculum. And that's honestly, Trish, what gets our Frenchie graduates positions in the industry over other training providers. It's incredible. So yeah,
it's so funny because I can see it, because
it's so important.
Yeah, and I can see it because a few years ago a young girl that I know, she was doing a course at well, not with you guys, but she was doing a beauty therapy course, and it was down here in on the Northern Rivers, and you know, big college, whatever. And I remember rocking up there one day, and I was like, because I'd actually done beauty therapy in the early 80s myself, and it was that that college is no longer there, but it was an amazing woman in Adelaide. And anyway, I remember rocking up and thinking, oh, this is just so different to what I was used to, because I imagined everyone having a particular dress code. I remember looking at the curriculum and thinking, how is this person going to get a job and actually know what to do when they get there? And because she'd give me a rundown every day, I was like, wow, this is just so different to what I would have expected. Whereas from what I can gather, if you even study at the French, you already have that initial presentation that is just that little bit of extra finesse. Am I right, or am I just imagining that?
Yes, no, absolutely. So anybody that comes through the academy and actually undertakes one of our programs, particularly the dual diploma program that we offer, they get to actually experience this 33-unit program. And how we actually, I guess you could say, birthed this program was we were so lucky. This would have been coming up to sort of 8-9 years ago now. We went down to Adelaide as educators then, we actually, you know, Alan and Sherelle have spent years traveling the world and asking those beautiful high-end destination spas, all those individual local European salons and clinics, you know we can teach great skill, we're in education, that's our jam. But if we could gift you as industry the most ideal therapist, what would that look like to you? How would they present, perhaps? How would they speak? How would they nurture? If you could make your own best style of therapist, what would that look like? They came back to us here on the Gold Coast, and we went down to Adelaide, and it was actually the educators that came up with these beautiful attributes and beautiful soft skills that we know our industry has to have to be able to deliver on high-end service and experience. So from that particular workshop, we were able to birth the Service Excellence Program, and we were lucky enough to have an incredible clinical psychologist help co-write the content within that. It's integrated beautifully into the curriculum. And we actually benchmarked that program against the Ritz-Carlton, against Disney, against Virgin for service. And it's really, really what polishes what we call our diamonds, our French diamonds. It's really what polishes them to walk across that graduation stage with their heads held high and just feeling comfortable within themselves. That's really what we're about, is being able to make our students and community feel comfortable within themselves. And that's sort of our motto, which is Entrez bien dans ta peau, which is French for being comfortable in one's skin. So that's the real heartbeat of anything we do within the academy, and any one of our clients that we work with Bloom, is we really, really care. And from our student feedback across the board, it's that program that they need more than any skill set. So we know we can teach the skill, but they just so really true. Transform and flourish during that program. So we can carve up sections of that potentially for, you know, clients on the ground, depending on what, you know, troubles they're experiencing. So it's very unique, and something that we're really proud of.
Yeah, and I guess, like, just reading what the Academy founder Sherelle French has actually said, I love the fact that you know, the fact that you guys have changed the face of beauty education by incorporating those attributes, but combining them to teach these people that come through the academy that they've got not only a long and meaningful career, but a life lived with purpose and passion. I love that. And I love what she says as well about building a finishing school for the soul. I'm just like, oh, I feel like I should do that now.
That's a comfort.
Attend it, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the one thing that I've loved. I've been so privileged to work with this family for coming up to 10 years now. And I just couldn't speak more highly of what they truly drive in their culture, for their people, for their students. It's not, it's so different to any experience anybody has with us at French is very, very different compared to, you know, a clinical institute or, you know, perhaps a different provider where it's, you know, another number coming through and this, we're teaching you this education, you leave with this skill set. It's very, very different. And we've spent a lot of time getting that right. We're very fussy with who we put into the academy to teach, and we recruit from all around the world, but we don't skimp out on anything to do with curriculum, with our innovation, with our learning management systems or technologies. It's really premium, high-end, and we're really proud of that.
Yeah. So say I'm a clinic owner. I've got... I've had problems keeping staff since COVID, and I just find that I'm trying to work in my business, on my business, but I have to work in it because I'm just not retaining staff or whatever. Is that someone that's like that, could they reach out to you and get you to help them find someone? How would that look for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently presented at APAN at a conference here on the Gold Coast with Tina Viney. And what we shared were the market insights as to that why. So just going back to that why there, Trish. We know that an industry that's hurting right now with this huge rise in consumer demand, we know that for every one graduating student that we're putting out, there's 10 jobs in the market for them to choose from. We spend a lot of time in, relaying that, you know, us dinosaurs in the industry, I call myself now, we have to change the way that we look at recruitment, the way that we look at how we attract strong candidates, the way that we interview, and the way that we actually develop or put together a program for development. And that is heavily aligned, Trish, to those career aspirations that I mentioned earlier. How can we actually, you know, pivot and change and help those understand the career aspirations of those that walk through the door for that interview, backed up with a strong, structured framework for development, and knowing that that business can leverage the experience of the French RTO and our experience in education and training to back that up, to support them on the ground. We also know, like Trish, your clients would know this too, you know, training is always the first thing that can get cut from a budget. So training can be very expensive. We know that if we were trying to service a business on the ground and we said to them, okay, so, light therapy clinic, you want to upskill two ICs into our management program. So traditionally, if you were coming through the academy and you were paying at a per user price point, that's going to cost you about $22,000. You know, they're not going to jump on that because what's going to make that employee stay with them? Is that hopefully the carrot that does? Or, you know, maybe they won't and I've invested into this and it's just, you know, it's just a waste of time and it's a waste of money. So what we've done is pivot, and this is through the Bloom channel, by adapting what we offer to the industry at a corporate pricing rate that's customizable, scalable, that can actually, you know, service those on the ground with structured releases of units over a period of time to keep employees engaged within that business. What we put together is based around that uniqueness or that unique career aspiration of that individual or that team. And our Education Bloom support educators will come in and encourage, nurture, and grow those people over the period of time that the business has specified they'd like to achieve to grow their business and to actually, you know.
Oh, sorry about that little glitch, everyone. So we'll just, we're not quite sure where we're up to, but it just went off. So we're going to continue on. We're just talking about what the individual businesses can do if they're looking for someone in their business that either needs upskilling or basically to get someone. Sorry about that, Renee.
That's okay, no problem. So what we were talking about was if you were on the ground in your business currently, we know that training can be very expensive and can be often the first thing that can get cut from a budget. I guess what we do is flip that on its head to be able to, you know, come up with a way that we can actually create customizable, scalable corporate price training to help grow those teams. But Trish, as I mentioned before, going back to the career aspirations of those that are working on the ground, we work with the business to understand what their aspirations are, and then we can tailor programs with structured releases over a period of time to keep the longevity there and the engagement of that employee within that business on the ground. So there's a real HR piece to what we do with Bloom by the French. We listen, we solution, and then we have the academic support teams that will release certain units over a period of time so that the business isn't overwhelmed. The people within the business, you know, are engaged. They're not sort of as well overwhelmed, but they're learning based upon what their career aspirations are. And I think that's what's uniquely different about Bloom by the French is there's a lot of training, training options out there. There's a lot of bespoke training options and all this sort of thing. But what we do is we really specialize in the accredited space. Of course, we do non-accredited, you know, programs.
So Renee, so tell us, because I find that I speak to clinic owners all the time, and one of the big dilemmas is being able to find the right staff and retain their right staff. So if someone was had a clinic and they either had problems getting staff or retaining staff, is that something that you could help them with? And if so, how does that look for them?
Sure. So definitely we can help with that. So I guess what's really different about Bloom by the French is we would actually listen to what the concerns are within the team, and that as far as skills gaps or what that business is trying to drive, or they might be looking to open another clinic or another treatment room. But what we can do is, you know, reassure that the clinic can actually leverage the experience of us, powered by the registered training organisation of the French, but we can actually come in and create a career journey based around career aspirations of those within the team through structured releases of accredited units. So I guess in a nutshell, Trish, you know, your clinic clients are able to grow the skill set and qualifications within the team, not necessarily through, you know, just master classes or you know, bespoke training, but if they truly want to use us in the accredited space to build towards full qualifications within their team over a period of time to increase the retention and the engagement of those within the team, that's where we really come in and help. So of course we can do the bespoke framework and the bespoke training. We love that. There's always an element of bespokeness in what we do anyway with any of our clients, but what we can do is really get together a structured 3-year development and retention solution at a corporate pricing arrangement instead of a pay per user price. Like a traditional student would come to the academy and enroll in a program, and they would pay a certain amount. We know that a clinic on the ground, they can't pay at that per user price point. So what we can do is actually, you know, adapt and pivot in our, I guess, approach on the ground and our pricing on the ground based on what they're trying to achieve to grow the people within their team and truly being able to keep their shiny diamonds with them. And I really call them diamonds, Trish, because it is so challenging to, first of all, find the right talent, but then to really get them to be able to stay with them, with you for a period of time. So that employer brand value and that value proposition, the why they want to come and work for you is really important. So we can come in and help with the why somebody wants to work for you and what you're going to deliver on for that new candidate when they start with you.
Yeah. And I reckon, so if you're listening and you're out there and you've ever had a problem with stuff, definitely get in touch. So what would be the best way for someone to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, perfect. So so look, on the French Academy website, the French Beauty Academy website, there is the Bloom by the French information on the drop down up there that you'll notice about the French. But otherwise, they can email me directly. My email is Renee S, so R-E-N-E-E-S for Sam at thefrench.edu.au, or of course they can contact the academy as well. Now we do have a Facebook page for Bloom by the French, but we have an Instagram page and that is called Bloom by the French as well. So that just gives a high level overview of what the concept of Bloom by the French is, and any of your listeners can contact us and our team through that as well.
Amazing. Is there anything that we've missed? Because I feel like I've just got an information overload, but is there anything that I've missed out on that we should probably cover?
No, I think that's really us in a nutshell, Trish. For anybody listening, you know, that wants that help on the ground through, you know, the leaders in education in Australia, you know, that is us. We're very strong in the laser safety space. We're very strong nationally throughout all of the states in regulation and compliance. So any clinics needing help with anything, was the only other thing I was going to mention, Trish. We do radiation safety protection packages, and we support laser licensing and compliance outcomes. So we have strong teams in that space as well. So we're really a one-stop shop between the French Beauty Academy and Bloom by the French with how we can assist and service those new to industry or wanting to get into the industry, but also to really truly develop those on the ground by getting the skill sets and qualifications they need in this aesthetic market.
Amazing. That sounds great. Yeah. I'm such a consumer because I've already put my name down to do the next makeup course. I'm like, oh my God, I want to be a part of it. It just sounds amazing. Like it just, I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing and what the French Academy's achieved since 1906. Just amazing. Like to be relatively unknown to, like, you know, everybody I know now knows about the French, you know. It's just, you know, and I love the fact that you're not just, they're not just, you know, we're not just, this is what we do. It's about continuous improvement. I love that. Absolutely. Especially in this industry. Yeah, because it changes so much, hey?
Absolutely. Who knows, Trish, we might have you out working in film and television and special effects through our makeup programs.
Yeah, I was thinking of just making myself look good, you know?
Oh, yes. Lots of pathways. But no, absolutely. Yeah, we'll look after you. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Renee.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Trish. And I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. And listeners, do check out the website. It's just thefrenchbeautyacademy.edu.au, sorry. And there's just so much on there. And if I had a clinic and I was looking for staff, I wouldn't even think twice, because it does have to be a win-win. And I think matchmaking is always better done by someone else. So there you go. So thanks for joining us today, Renee.
Thank you.
Have a
fantastic
great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.